From Greenville, South Carolina, we present Let the Bible Speak. Let the Bible Speak is the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America, preaching Christ in all His fullness.
Welcome to this broadcast of Let the Bible Speak. In just a moment, we'll be hearing from Dr. Alan Cairns, the Minister Emeritus of Faith Free Presbyterian Church in Greenville, South Carolina, as he brings another portion of this week's message, Christ and His Sheep. In John chapter 10, we see Christ as the Good Shepherd. He declares that there is but one door to the sheepfold, which is heaven. He calls those who would try to enter by any other way thieves and robbers. Dr. Cairns applies this to false teachers who misguide poor lost souls. Christ must be presented as the sole mediator between God and men. Before coming to the Word of God, however, Dr. Cairns brings today's hot topic in which the Pope says, good works not enough.
The Christianity Today headline was tantalizing. Good works not enough. Latest papal document urges Roman Catholics to win souls. Can this be true, that the Pope, historically the champion of works-based salvation, is actually telling Roman Catholics that their works will not merit heaven? Well, no, it's not true. The Pope has not changed the old tune that Rome has been playing for centuries. What Christianity Today was reporting was a directive given to Roman Catholic missionaries telling them that doing humanitarian works is not enough, and that it's only part of their job that they should labor to make new converts. The Pope's call comes at a time when his church is feeling the heat of competition from Pentecostal and other Protestant churches, and also when his church is under attack from Russia's Orthodox Church for sheep stealing. The directive also comes against the backdrop of the highly politicized theology being pursued by some Jesuits. There has been a cooling of missionary spirit in recent years, said Archbishop Angelo Amato, the Undersecretary of the Congregation for the Doctrine of Faith, the Vatican's top doctrinal office. He specifically cited the work of three Jesuit theologians, Jacques Dupuy, Roger Haight, and John Sobrino. He suggested that their work had undermined missionary spirit by casting doubt on the uniqueness of Christ as the universal Saviour of humankind. Under the influence of this theology, many Roman Catholic missionary priests have come to believe that, and I quote, it is enough to build communities which strive for justice, freedom, peace, and solidarity. Close the quote. When the Pope says good works are not enough, this is what he means. He wants to see his priests make more Roman Catholics. As for personal salvation, Rome still stands by her utterly unbiblical and deeply cherished notion that the only merit that can get anyone to heaven is the merit of the good works that he does here on earth. In the Catechism of the Catholic Church, paragraphs 2008 to 2010, Rome teaches that because, quote, God has freely chosen to associate man with the work of his grace, close the quote, man can obtain merit. The Catechism goes on, then follows man's free acting through his collaboration with God, so that the merit of good works is attributed in the first place to the grace of God, then to the faithful. Now the Catechism has just defined merit as the recompense owed. So it's teaching that God owes man something for the works they do in collaboration with him. But Rome has even more to say. I quote, "No one can merit the initial grace of forgiveness and justification," which Rome says occurs in baptism. "No one can merit the initial grace of forgiveness and justification at the beginning of conversion, moved by the Holy Spirit and by charity. We can then merit," and the Roman Catholic Catechism emphasizes those words, "we can then merit for ourselves and others the graces needed for our sanctification, for the increase of grace and charity, and for the attainment of eternal life. In plain language, once a priest baptizes you, you can begin to do good works and merit heaven for yourself." If the Pope says good works are not enough, be sure he means that in salvation God starts the ball rolling, but then it's up to you to do so many good works that God will owe you eternal life. Of course, that's all a fabrication. Salvation is on the sole merits of Christ, received by faith alone, without works. His righteousness is all the merit a sinner needs to enter heaven. Our works in sanctification and service add nothing to our right to enter heaven, though God graciously promises to reward them for Christ's sake. Rome's doctrine comes down to this: the merit of Christ saves you from hell. The merit of your own works alone can get you to heaven. Now that is blasphemy.
You're listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We've been greatly encouraged by the response to these broadcasts. Your words of appreciation and support mean very much to us as we seek to proclaim the unsearchable riches of Christ. From time to time, we're able to offer various of our publications to those who request them. Recently, in their publication, Major Report, the American Council of Christian Churches evaluated the U.S. Faith and Order Commission 50th anniversary event of the National Council of Churches held at Oberlin College in Ohio in July of last year. For an informative look at how far the ecumenical apostasy of our day is willing to go in disregarding the authority of the Holy Scripture, you need to read this newsletter. A free copy is yours simply by requesting it. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. You may email us at ltbs@freepres.org. That's ltbs@freepres.org. Or you may telephone us toll-free at 866-877-LTBS. That's 866-877-5827. Also, if you enjoy the program, you may like to visit our website, Let the Bible Speak Radio, or ltbsradio.com. Don't forget that word radio, ltbsradio.com. We hope to hear from you, and we invite you to join us on our website this week.
Back in church history, Augustine, Bishop of Hippo, wrongly identifying the fold as the Catholic Church. Of course, that term in those days had a different connotation than it does today. That was the day before Roman popes. But if he had said the true church, he'd have been much closer to the mark. Christ's fold, then, is the true church. Whoso would enter the fold, let him enter by the door. Let him preach very Christ. Let him not only preach very Christ, but seek Christ's glory and not his own. And as a great preacher and pastor, he had this to say, seeking to enter into your hearts, I preach Christ. If I were preaching or speaking to student ministers or trained ministers, that would be a great text. Seeking to enter your hearts, I preach Christ. If I preach other than that, I shall be striving to climb up some other way. Now there is an observation that really is difficult for me to depart from without taking 10 or 15 minutes on it. And I don't have 10 or 15 minutes. But there is a great preacher putting his finger exactly on what is wrong in modern Christendom. If I'm trying to get to your heart, other than by preaching Christ, says Augustine, I'm like a thief and a robber climbing up some other way. Yet what is happening in our churches around America today, people know nothing of the preaching of Christ.
in most places. When you go from church to church, they'll hear little messages on this principle and that principle. They'll hear emotional stories. They'll have all sorts of things going on. But there has been little or no exposition of the person and the work of Jesus Christ. So that the men in the pulpits, departing from Christ the door, are climbing over the wall and they're destroying the flock. That's what Augustine was saying. Through Christ, he says, I win your hearts. Can I say to you, if I don't win your heart by preaching Christ, then it's worthless for me to win it at all. You see, this is the significance of the statement, I am the door. Notice carefully what Christ is saying about himself. This is how you judge a true pastor. It's not enough that a man be educated to be a minister. It's not enough that he be well trained to be a minister. It's not enough that he claims to speak in the name of Jehovah. It's not enough that he knows Hebrew. It's not enough that he can quote the scripture. The Pharisees could do all that. It's not enough that he is devout and respectable and reputable and capable. Those things are all very well in their place, but they do not make a preacher or a pastor in the church of Christ. What matters is, does he come through the door? Is he preaching Christ? Is Christ the mediator? Everything in his ministry. All others are thieves and robbers who kill and destroy. Now, here's one of the things that causes so many people difficulty. See, when Christ tells that story, you expect him immediately to say, I'm the shepherd. But he doesn't. He says, I'm the door. That's what throws you off. I'm the door, because he wants to deal, first of all, with being the mediator that must be presented by every under shepherd. But then he goes on, and he will deal with the shepherd in a moment. But before he gets to that, he says, I have some more things to say about the door. And in verse 9, he says, I am the door. Now, he is departing, if I may say, from the script of the parable, as he has used it so far. Or using it in another way would be a better way of putting it. He says, I'm the door. In other words, I'm not only the door for the shepherds to enter into the sheep, I'm the door for the sheep to enter in. Notice what he says, I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved and shall go in and out and find pasture. The only way into the sheepfold. Now let me put that in New Testament biblical terms. The only way to be named and numbered among the people of God is through Christ. I'm the door. I am your mediator. I am your daysman. I am your access to God. I am your way of salvation. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved. I'm the way of life. I'm not only the way of life, I'm the way of perfect liberty. For he shall go in and out. That is a Hebraism for perfect liberty. I am the way to all that. Now, what is Christ saying about himself? He's saying, if you want to be named and numbered among the people of God, it must be through me. I'm the door. I'm the only entrance. There's no other way. This is the doctrine of the whole New Testament. There is one God, one mediator between God and man, the man Christ Jesus. In Christ's words in John 14:6, I am the way. In Peter's words in Acts 4 and verse 12, neither is there salvation in any other, for there's none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. We must be saved by Christ, otherwise we'll never be saved at all. We must enter through Christ, otherwise we'll never enter at all. Now I want you to get this picture, and if you're here this morning and you're still in your sins, I want you to see this. There is the sheepfold. It's the place where you're numbered and named among the people of God. It's the place of safety, the place of salvation, the place of life and liberty. It's the place of being right with God. It's the place of the redeemed. There is the door. You don't get in by admitting He is the door. You must do that, but if that's all you do, you'll not get in. You don't get in by simply admiring the door. You don't get in by simply discussing the proportions of the door. You may know all about the door and not go in. There is one door. And to be named and numbered among the people of God, you go through that door. And until you do, you can't be saved. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved. What a beautiful statement. Now he's got out of the realm of metaphor into the realm of plain speech. Any man, black or white or rich or poor, religious or irreligious, however vile and unclean and disrespected among men, whoever he may be, whatever he may be, however injured he may be by the experiences of life, if any man will enter in by me, if any man will come through me, he'll be saved. What a promise. He'll be saved. Saved from what? Saved from thieves and robbers. Thank God Christ is real and Christ is true. There's no deceit and there's no violence in Christ. You'll be saved from thieves and robbers. You'll be saved from delusion and false doctrine. You'll be saved from damnable heresies and false religion. Come through Christ, you'll be saved from sin. You'll be saved from death. You'll be saved from hell. You'll be saved. Understand that. What a promise. You know the only people who can't be saved are the only people who won't come through Christ. Jesus said in John 5:40, ye will not come to me that ye might have life. It's not just you're not going to come. You have no will to come. You do not desire to come. You'd rather have the wilderness and the wickedness of the world. But you will not of me. But if any man will enter in, he'll be saved. He'll have perfect liberty. And he'll find pasture. He'll find pasture. What does a sheep need? Needs pasture. What does your soul need? It needs the pastures that only Christ can give it. The human soul can never be satisfied with what the world dishes up any more than the prodigal was able to be satisfied with the husks that the swine did eat. There's only one who can feed the soul, satisfy the soul, bless the soul in life and in death. And that is the mediator of all grace, the Lord Jesus. Now, what have you done with the door this morning? In Sunday school, I don't know if you sing it here. Probably do, knowing that my wife has resurrected many ancient choruses to teach the kids, so maybe this is one she did. But we were little kids, we used to sing, one door and only one. And yet its sides are two. I'm on the inside, on which side are you? Good question. Simple enough for a child to envisage and understand. As long as you keep away from Christ, you cannot be saved. But no matter what the devil tells you to the contrary, you come to God through Jesus Christ, you'll find He is able to save to the very uttermost them that come unto God by Him. So, in relation to the fold. He is the door of the sheep.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. I hope that you found today's broadcasting a blessing to your heart. If you'd like to email us, our email address is ltbs@freepres.org. Or if you'd prefer, you may write us at Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. We would love to hear from you. If you'd like to know how to be saved and how to be sure you're saved, we'd like to send you my booklet, A New Beginning, and I think that you'll find it very helpful. Each quarter we publish a free full-color magazine, Let the Bible Speak Quarterly, with a good variety of Bible teaching and testimony. It's available to all who request it. If you'd like to receive more information about the Free Presbyterian Church of North America and its ministry, we'd like to send you our booklet, Separated Unto the Gospel. Or if you'd like to have tape or CD copies of the messages here in Let the Bible Speak, you may have them by contacting us. Or you may visit us on the web at letthebiblespeakradio.com. Now that's a lot of information to digest all at once, but you can find it all on our website, letthebiblespeakradio.com. There you'll be able to listen to and download our programs, visit our online bookstore, and read a text version of each day's commentary. So visit us today at letthebiblespeakradio.com. This is Alan Cairn saying thank you for listening. I trust that you'll join us each day at this time, Monday through Friday, as we let the Bible speak.